After the Affair podcast with me, Luke Shillings, is here to help you process, decide, and move forward on purpose following infidelity. Together, we'll explore what's required to rebuild trust not only in yourself, but also with others. Whether you stay or leave, I can help. And no matter what your story, there will be something here for you. Let's go. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the After the Affair podcast. I'm your host, Luke Shillings, and today you're listening to episode number 82. I recall when I was young, when I first learned or really started to understand and comprehend the true scale and size of space and the universe and the number of stars and galaxies and distances like light years, which just, oh, even now, 35 years later from that day when I learned and was starting to have these conversations, I believe with my dad at probably the age of around 8 years old, that it was just mind-blowing, unbelievable to realize how much more there really was out there than this, you know, perception that we have as little humans walking around on this ball of rock. Today, I want to take us on a slightly different expedition, if you like. We've spent the last couple of weeks talking about some quite difficult questions and exploring it quite deeply. And this might not directly trace the contours of infidelity and its aftermath, but it does illuminate a fundamental aspect of our very nature. It's the concept of the growth mindset. A principle that, while it may sound like a modern self-help buzzword, is deeply woven into the fabric of what it means to be human. Now, imagine for a moment the universe itself. It's vast, it's ever-expanding, it's driven by forces and laws that guide its endless evolution. This idea, introduced by the insightful psychologist Carol Dweck, posits a universe within us. A mental landscape that is not static or confined, but is expansive, capable of stretching and growing through our experiences, our efforts, and the challenges that we face. What is a growth mindset then? It's a belief that our fundamental abilities, like stars in the cosmos, aren't fixed points of light, but rather galaxies in their own right, evolving, changing, and expanding through dedication and hard work. Think of your brain not as a vessel to be filled, but as a garden to be cultivated. Every new skill learned, every problem solved, is like the universe itching ever outward, a testament to our capacity for change and for growth. In embracing this mindset, we acknowledge that our potential is not predetermined by the genetic lottery or the circumstances of our birth, but is something dynamic, something that, with effort, can unfold in directions and dimensions previously unimaginable. It's actually quite an exhilarating thought. The idea of looking through a telescope and realizing that those pinpricks of light are not the limits of what can be known, but are actually invitations to explore, to understand, and to grow. So as we venture forward today, let's channel our inner explorers, our inner scientists, if you will. Let's approach the topic of growth mindset with the same curiosity and wonder that we might of the cosmos, for it is in understanding the nature of our own growth that we can begin to navigate the complexities of the heart and the mind, especially in the aftermath of betrayal. So let's delve into why the concept of growth is not just part of life, but the very mechanism through which life expresses itself. It's a phenomenon as universal as the laws of physics, manifesting in every aspect of our existence. Consider, if you will, the journey of a single seed. Encased within it are the blueprints of life, the potential for growth that, under the right conditions, unfolds into the towering, almost majesty of a beautiful oak tree. This is not merely biological growth, it's a metaphor for the potential residing within each of us, waiting for the right moment to emerge. Now, let's turn our gaze towards the world of, let's say, athletics. Athletes, through their relentless pursuit of excellence, become living embodiments of the growth mindset, each sprint, each game, each session in the gym is more than just physical exertion. It's a testament to the human spirit's capacity to push beyond its limits. Their journey is littered with failures, some of which unfold under the watchful eyes of thousands, if not millions, of people. Yet it's in these exact failures that the true essence of growth is truly forged. They analyse, they adjust, they return to the arena, not merely stronger in body, but more resilient in spirit, more strategic in their approach. Similarly, the realm of art also offers a canvas upon which the growth mindset is vividly illustrated. The first draft of a painting, the initial chords of a song, these are seldom masterpieces, yet it's through the process of evolution, of learning and unlearning, that art achieves its true expression. Each critique, each experiment is a step towards something genuinely unique, a testament to the artist's journey through the landscape of creativity and growth. And let us not forget the giants upon whose shoulders we stand, the scientists. Their path to discovery is paved with questions and hypotheses, many of which lead to dead ends. Yet it's precisely this process of experimentation, failure, and persistence that propels humanity forward. The scientific method, at its core, is an embodiment of the growth mindset, demonstrating that our understanding of the world is not static, but ever-expanding, mirroring the universe itself. Each of these examples, we see reflections of ourselves and our potential. Growth, then, is not merely an aspect of life, it is life itself, manifesting in every effort to understand, to improve, to connect more deeply with the world around us and the universes within us. These examples might seem far moved from the personal turmoil of betrayal, but they're not. They show that growth is not just about improving what we're good at, it's about transforming our very approach to life's challenges, including our deepest hurts. In everyday life, embracing a growth mindset means seeing challenges as opportunities. Miss that job promotion? Feedback, not failure. Struggling in a new hobby? Every mistake is a step closer to mastery. It's about shifting perspective from I can't to I'm learning. So let's bring this a little closer to home. In the wake of betrayal, it's as though we find ourselves amidst the debris of a once sturdy construct. Trust, love, the very essence of what we believed our reality to be, all seemingly dismantled. Yet, within this landscape of upheaval, there lies a profound opportunity, not for ending, but for transformation, for growth. Firstly, this invites us to reauthor our story. It's a stark divergence from seeing ourselves merely as victims of another's actions. Instead, we emerge as survivors, as learners. Picture ourselves as explorers charting unknown territories, where each step forward is a step towards a new horizon, potentially richer and more fulfilling than what we'd left behind. Secondly, there's a matter of vulnerability. On the surface, it might seem paradoxical to open ourselves up again, particularly when our openness was met with betrayal. Yet it's precisely in acknowledging our vulnerability, in understanding our pain, that we lay the cornerstone for a more robust, more resilient self. It's akin to the process of tempering steel. Through the heat of our experiences, we emerge stronger, more durable. Thirdly, we find ourselves driven to embrace new avenues of learning and development. Whether it's picking up a brush and painting our emotions, strumming the chords of our stories on a guitar, or forging new connections that resonate with our evolved selves, each step beyond our comfort zones is a step into the realm of boundless possibilities. Here, we're no longer defined by the chapters of our past, but by the potential of our unwritten future. And finally, the cultivation of resilience. It's important to clarify that resilience isn't about numbing ourselves to pain or building walls so high that nothing can breach them. Rather, it's about learning to navigate through it with a certain grace, recognizing that these challenges, these moments of discomfort, are integral to our growth. They're the marks and scars that signal we're extending our emotional and psychological capacities, much like our muscles growing stronger with exercise. In navigating the aftermath of betrayal through the lens of growth, we're not diminishing the pain or the betrayal itself. Rather, we're acknowledging that within the heart of this challenge lies the seed of profound personal development. It's a journey of transformation, one where the end point isn't just about surviving, but thriving, armed with a deeper understanding of ourselves and an expanded capacity for resilience and joy. I've seen it myself. The journey from betrayal to today wasn't just about moving past a painful chapter. It was about growing in ways that I just never imagined. It was about discovering strengths I didn't know I had, interests that were waiting to be explored, and a depth of resilience that has become really the cornerstone of who I am today. I watch this in the people I work with as well, seeing them transform from this almost frail victim status that they find themselves in after experiencing betrayal, and with good reason, but they emerge so much stronger. They take control of their life, they take responsibility for their part in their own journey, and come out like a blossoming flower, expanding into their own internal universe that they probably never even knew existed. And it's not only a pleasure, but an honor to be part of that. So to anyone who's listening who really is in the throes of this journey, remember, growth is a choice, one that's available to us every single day, in fact, every single moment. It's in the decisions that we make, the way that we respond to failure. I mean, what is failure after all? Surely failure is only when you give up. Otherwise, we either learn or we grow. And the steps we take forward towards becoming the versions of ourselves is something we should all aspire to be. So as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to embrace the growth mindset. See each challenge, each setback, and yes, even each betrayal as an opportunity to grow, because it's through these very experiences that we become more adaptable, more resilient, and ultimately more in tune with the essence of who we are and who we can become. If you'd like to take this one step further and explore your own situation in more detail, then please reach out. Let's talk. You can visit and learn more at lifecoachluke.com or join the After the Affair mailing list at lifecoachluke.com/subscribe. Thank you once again for joining me on this slight detour compared to the last couple of episodes, and I hope it's been very useful for you. I wish you all the very best, and until then, remember, growth is all around us, it's within us, it's ahead of us, so let's embrace it together. This is Luke Shillings, signing off from the After the Affair podcast. Take care, and I'll speak to you all next week.